Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. As we meditate on the Ten Commandments, and specifically the commandment, Thou Shalt Not Kill, we have to ask ourselves, what kind of cultural forces could possibly be at work that would prompt a father or mother to seek the death of their own child? Something has to be drastically wrong with a society when so many men and women feel the need to do this and to fight to make it possible for others to kill their children. It's not enough to fight abortion. We have to fight the forces that make so many people think death is better than life. But we need to know what those forces are first. So what are the cultural forces that lead people to a disordered attachment to abortion? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first and probably most obvious area to look is at sexual overindulgence. Unwanted babies come from someone pursuing procreative pleasure without the willingness to become a parent. And obviously, the spread of contraceptives has given countless people the illusion that they can be sexually active without consequences. John Paul II talks about a contraceptive mentality where people come to assume that their sexual actions don't have consequences. And then when a consequence does show up in the form of a child, they become desperate to eliminate that consequence. The Supreme Court also saw a connection between contraception and abortion. In 1992, the Supreme Court majority stated that people in America today need the safety net of abortion in case their contraception fails. So what is exactly behind abortion? Well, it's the addiction to sex without consequence of children, and for that they need contraception. Contraception is one of the strongest cultural forces at the root of abortion. Therefore, as long as the use of contraception is widespread, we're not going to get rid of abortion. And it amazes me that we will talk about, pray for, and work for the end of abortion and say nothing and do nothing about contraception. Marital fidelity that's open to life provides the only proper place for the gift of sexuality. And marital fidelity that's open to life provides the only proper place for the gift of a child. To the extent that we don't encourage marriage and chastity, to that extent it's going to be harder to welcome the beauty of a child into the world. So where have we contributed to this? And in those areas, we each need to repent and ask for forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation, and to receive the mercy of God and to amend our lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Pope Francis has called attention to the connection between abortion and consumerism, what he calls the throwaway culture. And he's absolutely right. After all, most people, when they say why they feel like they need to get an abortion, they don't say, well, because I want to continue being promiscuous. What do they actually say? They say, there's no way I can afford a kid right now. Or they say, this is just not going to work with my career plans right now. In other words, they say that a kid will cost too much. Child will cost too much money or get in the way of their making more money. They see children as an obstacle to making money, which is the measure of their self-worth. So it's crazy to try to fight abortion without trying to also fight the mindset that sees our personal identity and self-worth coming from our professions and salaries, our standard of living, our comfort, or a certain house size, or a certain social status as what you need for a good life. We don't have to kill ourselves striving to create our identity and self-worth. In fact, we can't, because it was already given to us by God when He made us in His image and then put His divine life in our soul at baptism, making us His adopted children, sons and daughters of the Most High King of the universe. That's your identity. But if we seek our identity and value as human persons in professions, if we act materialistic, if we put our careers first, if we complain about finances all the time, if we lament how expensive it is to raise a kid, well, then we just might be contributing to that horrible way of thinking that causes a mother to think her only choice is to get rid of the image of God within her. So for all of the ways that we've done this, we need to repent and ask God for forgiveness and amend our lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Now everyone determines what they want to be happy, and then they determine what price they're willing to pay. And many have decided that a career, wealth, a lack of responsibilities, or shall I say, freedom from responsibility, and pleasure, that this is what they think will bring them ultimate happiness. Then they decide that they're willing to sacrifice a certain amount to obtain those things. But because children are an obstacle to all of them, then they don't want children. And moreover, marriage and children are variables that go way beyond their control. You might end up in a bad marriage. You might end up with dysfunctional kids. And they're not willing to risk that price. Children are a price they're not willing to pay. And once they achieve all those things, great career, the freedom to do whatever they want, limited responsibility, access to all kinds of pleasure, it's amazing. Once they achieve it, the result is the highest suicide rate in American history. Why? Because they realize the pain didn't equal the reward, and the reward didn't even last, and it never satisfied. And that's because selfishness is never worth living for. And selfishness leads to abortion and despair. So for all the ways that we have lived for selfishness, we need to repent and ask for forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation and amend our lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We always think that we can solve abortion by politics. Now, we should be politically active and do all we can as responsible citizens, but we have to remember that politics is downstream from culture. And if we really want to overcome the cultural forces that are promoting abortion, then we have to promote Our Lady. It is the most pure, all-beautiful virgin who can show the ugliness of the sex mania that leads to abortion. And it's the wife and mother who raised her child in a simple, poor dwelling in Nazareth who can show us the emptiness of consumerism and careerism. And it's the queen of the universe with the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars who can show us how the world of created nature can be used to serve humanity instead of slaughtering our babies in the name of some false nature idol. And she has given us the most powerful means to transform the culture, and that's the Rosary. And we should pray it and invite others to pray it, and we should pray it for those who won't. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I was thinking about two things connected with this meditation, about what we could do to help bring a good influence into the culture. It was recently said to me that, I think it was actually G.K. Chesterton, who said that the two things that a person should do, always be doing, is to be heroic and delight. That at every moment you should be doing one or the other. Be heroic or delight.
I didn't realize how simple you could make life, but that encompasses every moment.
Yeah, now let's define heroism. Heroism is to be willing to sacrifice what is lesser for the sake of what is greater.
Mm-hmm.
So to be heroic, you need to have a hierarchy of values, a hierarchy of what's the greatest and then everything else is lesser.
Mm-hmm. For me, that just means waking up earlier and doing the dishes faster. But seriously, that's what I mean is like you can really encompass every part of the day, because the reason I don't do small things that I should in my life is because it's not a big deal, and why not? But if I just choose to be heroic in that moment, and then in the rest of the time, I don't have to just be needlessly suffering, because suffering equals morals in many a mind. But and I take that time to truly delight, because it's all so bad too in those moments where I'm with my friends and I'm with loved ones and it's a really beautiful moment, I should be delighting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So it's interesting, when I was your age, the culture, so this would be the mid-80s,
mm-hmm.
late-80s, the culture knew that the highest good was heaven, union with God, heaven, and then having and raising kids for that,
mm-hmm.
and being faithful to your marriage, and working hard. Now, I'm not saying that the 80s was this golden age of Catholicism or Christianity by any age, by any stretch of the imagination. However, those were implicit.
Mm.
And
everything else was straying from that.
It was straying, but it was implicit. It was there.
Yeah.
And it was flowing in that direction. Mm-hmm. So as a young man, you flowed in that direction. You knew you either got done with high school and you either went to college or you went to the military or you got a job and then mm-hmm. you got married and you started having kids and you were flowing in that direction
mm-hmm.
and you didn't really question it.
Yeah.
But it's like we've ripped all that out of the world. And we've lost all our moorings
mm-hmm.
and now people don't know what's the highest thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's the lowest thing? How do I rank them? What do I know to sacrifice? What do I know that's worth shooting for? So I have no way to be heroic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think in a big way, you captured it with something very small there. You didn't question everything or anything. Now we question everything. Everything. And that doesn't seem destructive at first, but now we don't have any moorings.
And what's crazy was the more I got into living, the more I lived my marriage and having children and working, mm-hmm. I realized this is the only way to go. It's mm-hmm. the only thing that works.
Yeah.
Because it was culturally, thankfully, it was culturally in place. So mm-hmm. I didn't have to create it or figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now people, they have no idea where to even begin.
And not to mention when it's in place and everyone's flowing, for the most part, in that direction, there's just more structure for it. Whereas in public, I feel like there's less and less room for families.
Well, absolutely.
We don't want to be stuck around kids. You don't want to make space for families. You don't. It's not meant for families. Everything's meant for the individual, and the individual is meant for privacy and seclusion.
That's absolutely right. We're creating a society of isolated, lonely people. So my thought was, we need to be living. We should live these two things at every moment.
Mm.
Live heroism. Always be determining what's the highest good, and then be willing to sacrifice lesser goods for that at every moment. And then secondly, and maybe most importantly, delight in what is worthy of delight.
Mm-hmm.
Delight in your spouse. Delight in your marriage. Delight in your children. Delight in your mm-hmm. grandchildren. Delight in worshiping God at Mass. Delight in goodness wherever you find it, and mm-hmm. any person you find it, delight. And then get people together to do that.
Yeah. You're right that this can change the culture, because what you started this meditation out with was saying that this is a culture that thinks death is better than life. So it's not just going to help by changing the laws, because you're not really going to change anything about the supply if the demand is still there. You're just going to change the means for the supply. But what we can change is that culture that says it would be better to die than to live.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest ways, or most practical ways we can start, is not by telling people how they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We start by showing them how much they're loved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we have to get together with people to do that.
In we little have to, ways first.
What kind of little ways are you thinking then?
I'm saying you don't have to start by inviting a non-Catholic to a Bible study or even sitting down with them and trying to systematically weave through all of their beliefs and how they're wrong. You're going to kill a lot of friendships that way and you're not going to get very far, but...
How about have a coffee, a beer, a lunch, take a walk, eat together.
Focus on who you are being and what you're representing and how you're delighting in being heroic. And then you put yourself in relationship with people and little by little you show them the good in themselves, how you can be good, choosing the higher road. And little by little you can open up those conversations, but you really have to start with... Too often we go for really big things because it sounds harder, but it's actually easier to just start an argument or just be political about it or take things just to the end of the line immediately. But you actually have to walk a very slow road with someone to get them to a destination. It is much easier to get someone from point A to B by just walking slowly and being good company than it is to throw them in your car, kidnap them, and hope they shut up about it later. Either way, even if you got them to point B, they're not going to stay there willingly.
No, Chesterton also said, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
That's really beautiful.
Chesterton was pretty good.
He's pretty clever. He's pretty clever.
So my resolution from this rosary is that I want to live one of two things at every moment, heroically and with delight. I should be doing one of those two at every moment.
Yeah, that's good.
G.K. Chesterton, pray for us. I think his canonization process has been started.
Wait, seriously?
He might be servant of God.
I didn't even know that was in the works.
But they're working on his case.
Good.
Well, thank you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.